You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Welcome to this hour of power. I am Mika. You are blessed. And this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this time where we are able to bring our full selves and all of the things of our self of life, and we are casting it unto God as we exalt a praise unto Him. We are laying down our cares at His feet, hallelujah, as we raise a praise unto Him on this day. And so, God, we just look to You right now, and God, we just exalt You right now, and God, we just praise You right now, for You are the only living God, and we thank You, Lord Jesus. We thank You for Your love, and we praise You for Your forgiveness, and we seek forgiveness through our praise this day. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord God. We seek a spirit of repentance as we praise You in this day. We thank You, Lord God, and we, as we praise You, we present ourselves unto You a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove Your good and perfect and acceptable will. And so, God, today, as we praise You, O God, as we offer a sweet aroma of praise unto You, O God, we thank You that renewal is happening, and we thank You that transformation is happening, and we thank You, O God, that we are coming into Your perfect will for our life, O God, that we are surrendering and submitting to Your perfect will for our life, O God, that we are a people that, as we praise You this day, that our anthem is, nevertheless, not my will, nevertheless, not our will, but Thine will be done. And so, God, we bless You, and God, we exalt You, and God, we call You wonderful, and God, we call You marvelous, and God, we call You all-sufficient, and God, we call You all-knowing, and God, we call You all-powerful, omnipotent, and God, we call You Reba Sandia, great, our great I am, and God, we call You. Just, we call You, O God. We cry out to You, O God, with our praise. Our praise is a call unto You. We're putting a call to You, O God. Our praise today is a cry unto You. Our praise today is acknowledging You. Our praise today, hallelujah, is a surrender unto You. Our praise to You today, O God, is a submission unto You. O God, we praise You. We praise You, Alpha and Omega. We praise You, first and last. We praise You, beginning and end. We praise You, El Roy, God who sees. We praise You, El Shaddai, our Almighty God. We praise You, author and finisher of our faith. We praise You, O God, and we thank You, Holy Spirit, for this time. We thank You, God, that we can bask in Your presence, abide in Your presence, and Your word abides in us. O God, we thank You that You inhabit our praise. We thank You, O God, that it is a privilege, hallelujah, that as Hebrews 4 and 16 tells us, that it is a privilege. In the Amplified, it says, therefore, let us with privilege approach the throne of grace. That is the throne of God's gracious favor. Ah, yes, with confidence. So as we praise you, O God, as we praise you, we take on a godly confidence. As we praise you, O God, yes, we enter your gates. We rush to the throne of grace without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find your amazing grace. To help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. Oh, Lord, we thank you for speaking to us this now day, this now time, this now hour of the beauty of what happens when we approach the throne of grace. Oh, Lord, the throne of your gracious favor. We thank you, oh God, that as we approach with praise, oh God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are meeting us and blessing us with your gracious favor. We thank you, oh God, for a confidence that comes from our praise this day. We thank you, oh God, for a steadfast faith as we praise you today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for a greater fear of you, reverence of you, hallelujah, that will even color and reshape and reform our praise unto you, O God, that we're moving in fear and trembling of you, that we're moving in an intimate relationship with you. Yes, as we praise you, O God, as we praise you, O God, hallelujah, rebasa, in spirit and in truth, O God, as we praise you, we thank you for the mercy that you are blessing us with, O God, as we praise you, O God, this day. We thank you for your amazing grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your all sufficiency. We thank you, oh God, that as we praise you, strength, your strength, oh God, is overtaking and overshadowing and overpowering our weakness, oh God, our failures, oh God, our shortcomings, oh God, Reba, our limitations, oh God. Oh God, as we praise you, oh God, we thank you that your unlimited power, oh God, is overtaking and overshadowing and overpowering our limitations, oh God. Oh God, as we praise you, oh God, we thank you that your mind, that the mind of Christ and the thoughts of Christ is overtaking and overshadowing and overpowering our thoughts, bringing our thoughts into captivity and bringing our thoughts into alignment and into the obedience of Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, as we praise you, hallelujah. As we praise you, we thank you for the all-sufficiency, oh God, that comes with you supplying our every need according to your riches and glory, oh God. As we praise you, oh God, we thank you for your amazing grace to help in time, our time of need. You know our time of need. You know the name of this time of need that we stand in. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Oh God, as we praise you on this day, hallelujah, as we praise you and declare that you are our Lord and Savior, as we praise you, hallelujah, Reba Sandia, oh God, we thank you for vision. Oh God, as we praise you, hallelujah, we thank you that we're gaining sight. Oh God, today as we praise you, we thank you that you are encouraging in those discouraged places. Oh God, as we praise you, hallelujah, we thank you for the angels that's being released to minister to us, oh God. As we praise you, oh God, we thank you for breathing your breath of life on us, oh God. As we praise you, oh God, we thank you for the appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment. And so we'll praise you into the right moment. And we'll praise you into the right, the right time. Oh God, as we praise you, we thank you. We praise you into the right position. Oh God, at the right time, to receive the appropriate blessing. As we praise you, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that we're coming into the right position, even righter position. Yes, a righter position. There's a right and there's a righter. We can be even righter. Yes, position of praise. That when we're in that posture of praise, we can hear. Let them that have ears, let us be able to hear. Oh God, let us be able to see. As we praise you, the scales fall off of our eyes. As we praise you, oh God, the calluses, melt off of our heart. As we praise you, you created us a clean heart. As we praise you, you renew a right spirit in us. As we praise you, you blot out our iniquities. As we praise you, oh God, you purify us. You cleanse us with your blood. As we praise you, oh God, we're crowned with glory and honor. As we praise you, oh God, I see you putting on our helmet of salvation. As we praise you, oh God, you clothe us and robe us in righteousness. As we praise you, oh God, we have a breastplate of righteousness activated. As we praise you, oh God, our loins are girded with the belt of truth. As we praise you, oh God, we begin to hear truth. As we praise you, oh God, we come into alignment with truth. As we praise you, oh God, we partner with truth. As we praise you, oh God, we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith, and faith has eyes. Oh God, faith has ears. Faith has a dialect. Come on, somebody. Faith has a language. Yes, God. And as we praise you, as we praise you, we learn the language of faith. As we praise you, we come proficient in the language of faith. Oh God, as we praise you, our profession and our confession is Christ Jesus. Oh, I feel you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we praise you, we recognize, as we praise you, I'm just reminded of Enoch. Enoch in scripture, who walked with God, who had a testimony that pleased God. Shaya, as we praise you, oh God, our testimony is that we please God. Come on, y'all. As we praise you today, yes, that's what we do. As we praise you, we praise you, oh God. Somebody needs it. We need to all say, I praise you, Lord. As we praise you, we're able to walk with you, be in step with you, be in rhythm with you, be in sync with you, be one with you. As we praise you, the dead things fall off. As we praise you, the dead talk falls off. As we praise you, oh, Yerabasaya, the ungodly karabosa mindsets washed away, fall off. Yerabasa, the dead korobosia in our minds. Oh, Yeraboso, fall off. God, we thank you that as we praise you, hallelujah, we are resurrected into a new life. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new hope. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new faith. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new life. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new strength. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new zeal. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new passion for Christ. As we praise you, we're resurrected into a new love for you, God. As we praise you, Karabosa, Rebasaya, we're resurrected, oh God, into life and life more abundantly. For you have come that we may have life and life more abundantly. As we praise you, oh God, we become aware and savvy to the devices of the enemy. Oh God, as we praise you, we're resurrected into the authority and the power that you have given us. Oh God, as we praise you, as we praise you, we take on a spirit of humility. As we praise you, we take on the a spirit of meekness. For the Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth. As we praise you, oh God, we take... We step into our inheritance. We come, we possess our inheritance. We grab hold of our inheritance. How about this? We spiritually mature to be able to receive our inheritance. There's some inheritance that on the earth that you have to mature into. And in this day and in this hour, in this time, what's required is a spiritual maturity. What's required is we build our spirit man, strengthen our spirit man, and bring our carnal selves, the carnal of us, under subjection. Flesh under subjection. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, God. Oh, God, we praise you, hallelujah, our shepherd. We praise you, hallelujah, and see you make a way out of no way. Oh, God, we praise you, hallelujah, and allow your word to be a lamp unto our feet, and your word to be a light unto our path. Oh, God, as we praise you, hallelujah. Oh, Rebasa, we thank you that Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh, it shall be seen. It shall be seen that you provide. It shall be known that you are provider. Oh, God, you, Rebasa, your ways are supernatural. As we praise you, oh, God, yes, Alebosa, as we praise you, oh God, as we praise you, oh God, we learn how to flow in the spirit and be moved in the spirit of our living God with the Holy Ghost, and that we are not grieving the Holy Spirit in this time, but we are, Rebasa, of a pleasing aroma to you, that as we praise you, we turn away from sin. And as we praise you, we step into a forgiveness. And as we praise you, we choose to forgive, oh God. And as we praise you, hallelujah, we choose to love, oh God. A love, hallelujah, Rabasah, that is patient. A love that is kind. A love that is not envious. A love that does not promote self, boast self. Ah, oh Lord, a love that is not jealous, a love that is not quick to anger, a love that is not self-seeking. Oh Lord, as we praise you, that we take on, yeah, a love that doesn't hold account of wrongdoings. Some of us, all of us, one of us, two of us, maybe just me, we're filled with wrongdoings. Our cup is filled with wrongdoings, holding accounts of others' wrongdoings, holding accounts of our own wrongdoings. And we need to be emptied so that we can receive the fresh anointing. The Bible says in Psalm 23 that you anoint our head with oil in our cup runneth over. What is our cup running over with? What is our cup running over with? Well, hallelujah, with praise and by way of praise, we empty our cup to make sure that our cup is not filled with bitterness, to make sure our cup is not filled with past, to make sure our cup is not filled with anger, to make sure that our cup is not filled with self-seeking. Oh God, we praise you. And empty our cup, oh God, so that you can fill our cup with a fresh oil. Fill our cup up, oh God, with love. Fill our cup up, oh God, with worship. Fill our cup up, oh God, with praise. Fill our cup up with your word, oh God. Fill our cup up, oh God. We need you to fill us up. Hallelujah. As we praise you, oh God, our praise is a request that you fill us up till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. We want to run over with you. Fill us up with heaven. Fill us up with wisdom. Fill us up with your knowledge. Fill us up with a revelation. Fill us up, fill us up, oh God, with your peace. Fill us up with patience. Fill us up with faithfulness. Fill us up with gentleness. Fill us up with kindness. Fill us up, fill us up, oh God, with an ability to be flexible unto you. Fill us up with faith. Fill us up with obedience till we overflow. Fill us up, oh God, with a desire to please you and not ourselves, with a desire to please you and not another. Oh God, I thank you. Oh God, we thank you that today, as we praise you, oh God, we thank you that strongholds, Abasaya, are being weakened. As we praise you, oh God, we thank you that you are dealing with those stronghold place, shut up place, bondage places, addicted places, that those walls are coming down. As we praise you, hallelujah, strongholds keeping us out of and from the promises of God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that as we release a praise, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. As we praise, the strongholds are coming down. As we praise you, the strongholds are being loosed and melted away. I just see like a flood coming and being carried away. Oh, Lord, as we praise you, the supernatural of you is taking place in our life. Oh, God, as we praise you, the miracles of you is overtaking and overshadowing and overpowering our life. Oh, God, as we praise you, Hallelujah. Yes, my praise, hallelujah, is being strengthened. As I praise you, I'm getting a new strength of praise, a new desire for praise, hallelujah, that will overtake and overshadow and be evident in as I live and move and have my being in you, as I walk this earth. As we walk the earth, we walk praising you. Hallelujah. We stare adversity in the face and we release a praise. We stare hardship in the face and we release a praise. We stare trouble in the face and we release a praise. Oh, Kaya Messiah. We stare affliction in the face and we release a praise. We stare, hallelujah, pain in the face, and we release a praise that it is blown away, hallelujah, by way of our praise. Oh, we stare famine in the face, and we release a praise. We stare lack in the face, and we release a praise. We stare dryness in the face, ha 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 ha, and we release a praise. We stare the flood, for the enemy comes in like a flood, but the Lord raises up a standard. And so I stand, and we stand and stare the flood in the face and release a praise and see God raise us up and see God raise up a standard and see God cause us to stand on top of the flood. Flood, get under our feet. Hardship, get under our feet. Affliction, get under our feet. Sickness and disease, get under our feet. Infirmity, get under our feet. Divorce, get under our feet. Generational curses, ayarabasaya, of drunkenness, get under our feet. Of bitterness, get under our feet. Of unforgiveness, get under our feet. Of poverty, get under our feet. Of adultery, get under our feet. Of lying, get under our feet. Of brokenness, get under our feet. Of backsliding, get under our feet. Of waywardness, get under our feet. Of worldliness, get under our feet. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We praise you today and be rooted like trees of righteousness, oaks of righteousness, planted by rivers of water. Ah, yes, God, that we are bringing forth fruit. Hallelujah. And our leaves are not perishing, and we are not perishing. Everything that's trying to cause us to perish, we stare at the face of it, and we release a praise, and we release a praise that now that thing that tried to cause us to perish and that tried to perish us, it is perishing. Woo! Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your holy name. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your mighty name. Oh, I know I feel the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your holy name. Yes, that we, as we are praising you, yes, that we are like a tree planted by rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in our season. As we praise, I declare and decree to a one, to a two, or to a three, that it is your season. season. Oh God, as we praise, our leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever we do shall prosper. Oh, I'm reminded of scripture that says that you desire that we be in health and that we prosper even as our soul prospers. So let prosperity overtake us and whatever's trying to wither us. Oh, we wither it with a praise. A praise unto God. A praise unto God. Lord God, as we praise, let us begin now to recognize and discern and decipher between the wheat and the chaff, that we're not holding on the chaff of life and chaff of relationships in the chaff of people. Hallelujah, Rebasaya. Yes, the ungodly of the thing, the unrighteous of the thing, the unhealthy of the thing, the unproductive of the thing, that as we release a praise, how about this? The wind of God rises up and blows out the chaff. And we thank you, oh God, that as we praise you, we cleave to you. Praising you is cleaving to you, and cleaving to you is praising you. Ha ha ha. That as we praise you, oh God, you are making our way straight. As we praise you, oh God, the crooked is being straightened out, the rough is being smoothened. Oh God, as we praise you, we can have a valley of blessing. Yes, yes, and more yes. Somebody say yes, yes, and more yes. We can be in a valley and you can move in such a way that valley, that valley, yes, God, is a valley of blessing. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, that reminds me. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles 20 and 26. Yes, it says, it speaks of how. You know what? Let's go to it. 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, 20 and 26. We thank you for the valley of blessing. We thank you for the mountaintop of blessing. We thank you, oh God, that as we go, we are blessed. As we come, we are blessed. As we sit, we are blessed. As we lay, we are blessed. As we stand, hallelujah, we are blessed. For even Yebasa, Psalm 1 speaks to, blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And so, God, even we find ourselves as we are praising and meditating and delighting in your word, in your law, day and night. Yes, we are blessed as we walk. We are blessed as we stand. We are blessed as we sit. I speak that to us now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name, can I read a little bit of scripture to us? Can we read a little bit of scripture? Okay. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we'll start at verse 18. Is it okay if we read scripture? Is it okay if we praise God by way of scripture? May I start? So Jehoshaphat is praying to God for deliverance. The Lord promises deliverance, and I'm going to start at Second Chronicles 20:17. Remember, we're speaking about the Valley of Blessing. Ye shall not, this is the King James Version, ye shall not need to, excuse me, fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Oh, the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. The Lord is fighting your battle. Hallelujah. Be encouraged and be reminded, the Lord is fighting your battle. The Lord is fighting your battle. The Lord is fighting our battle. The Lord is fighting this battle. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Yes, aren't we doing the same? In order to praise, we have to praise and exalt one. Ourselves have to be bowed down. Pride and praise can't coexist. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Okay. Verse 19. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Ooh, we are one with scripture. Sons and daughters, ladies and gentlemen, children of Israel, we are one with scripture. So they stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. I say unto you today, believe, 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 believe the Lord God. Believe his word." Hallelujah. Know this, that the scripture, it is a prophetic word. Amen. So shall ye prosper. We are being established. God is establishing you and not ye yourself. God is defending you and not ye yourself. God is warring on your behalf and not ye yourself. God is blessing you and not ye yourself. God is advancing you and not ye yourself. God is healing you and not ye yourself. Oh, Shaya. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Come on, y'all. We're talking about praise. We are praising God this month. Listen, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness. How do we see the beauty of your holiness, God? Help us to see the beauty of your holiness. We start to see even more clear, more clear, more clear, more clear through our praise unto you. As they went out before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Forever. Forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. Who set ambushments? The Lord set ambushments. Who set ambushments? The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. This is their enemy, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that the weapon was my praise? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Our praise is a weapon. Your praise is a weapon. That's why we cannot lean on our own understanding. So when God is ushering us, as God is ushering us into this time of intentional praise, it's more than what we realize. It's an instruction of faith. It's a weapon. in our arsenal. Do you know how to use your weapon of praise? Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. Yes, we're reading it again. Against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. The enemies are fighting themselves. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. They attacked one another. Your enemies are taking care of each other for you. Ooh, my God. Yes, I feel the victory in our praise today. There's victory in our praise this now time. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering of spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka until this day. So we thank you, oh God, for the Valley of Baraka in our life. We thank you, oh God, that comes by way of us praising, you fighting, and we inhabiting, and we possessing, and we coming into our inheritance, and we coming into the blessing. Oh, that's a light fight, y'all. And so, God, we thank you that as we praise you, we're coming into some valleys of blessings. Oh, God, as we praise you, we thank you for the valleys of the supernatural, the valleys of the miracles, the valleys that we will say, the Lord, surely the Lord has fought for me. Surely the Lord has fought for you. Surely the Lord has fought for us and we won. And notice on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the Valley of Baraka, and they blessed the Lord. Let us not forsake. Hebrews talk about not forsaking the assembly, the gathering together to worship the Lord. Yeah. And so, God, we thank you that even in this time of our power, we're gathering together to bless you, Lord. Gathering together to praise you, Lord. And we thank you for your presence in our life. We bless your sweet and precious name. We thank you for causing us to come into seeing, knowing, and being aware of the beauty of your holiness, even on earth, for we are able to experience heaven on earth. Your miracles, signs, and wonders are still active by your outstretched hand in our life, in our day, and in our time. And so, God, we praise you. God, I believe in your miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe in you. We believe in you. And we bless your name. May the Lord bless us all. May the Lord bless us, keep us, cause his face to shine upon us, be gracious unto us, lift his countenance towards us, and give us his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Vyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Hour of power, where God is the power. We are praising Him Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Tell a friend, tell a stranger, tell a foe, tell a neighbor. Amen. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's why we praise. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.